Good morning, Dallas Stars hockey fans. This is Jeff with the Dallas Stars Hockey Minute. And all I have to say is, Rads is back. What a great, gutsy performance in the end of that game to win in a shootout. You know, this whole podcast will probably be devoted just on watching how Alexander Radulov makes our team better. I was watching that game, and the thing that impressed me the most was the ability for him to extend plays in the offensive zone. There's little things he does that just makes our team so much better. He fights for pucks. There was one little thing when he's on one knee and he makes a pass to another player. I think he made a pass to Dennis. He didn't get the goal, but he just kept the zone play going. He kept the puck going. You know, we get a couple more games like this, we still have a fighting chance. We had Roope Hintz, we had Dennis Gerionoff, we had Joe Pavelski, we had Alexander Radulov. And what was really interesting, the way that Rick Bowness decided to move the lines around. He put Joe Pavelski in the third line. He has a lot of options now to take scores and put them in the middle of different lineup changes to spark our offense a little bit. Now, we have to play Tampa Bay on Tuesday. And so far, we haven't fared well against them yet. But I will be happy if we can fight through three periods of hockey and just not get blown out by them. We really could use a win, though. And right now, I think we have a chance because we're starting to get healthy. You know, we talked about in a couple of podcasts ago how the injury bug seemed to be the thing that kept hitting us. Well, it looks like maybe I spoke too soon on that front, because I read that Roope Hintz was out, but then he was in the game last night. Maybe they're just trying to grit it out and play every game now like they're in the playoffs today, because I think that's the way they're going to have to play to win. They're going to have a playoff mentality for the rest of the year to fight for that fourth spot in the Central Division in the National Hockey League. So, are we ready to play that style hockey from here on out? Because we're going to have several weeks where we're going to have like 4 games in 6 nights. It's going to be a very, very crammed schedule of games. We're not going to have a whole lot of time to rest or a whole lot of turnaround. So, celebrate the win. You got today to rest. Go home, take a nice bath, guys. Get a good night's sleep in your own beds, because you get to play at home on Tuesday. And congratulations, boys. You got 2 points. And we just got to start putting some more of those games together. The good news is, even though we haven't won a few games in the last 3 or 4 games, we have still been picking up points. That is something to be grateful for. You know, if it was an overtime loss or a shootout loss or whatever, as long as we're pushing people to the brink and we're battling, and this day it happened to be a shootout win for us, which is great. But now we're going to have to be able to finish in regulation. There's still a lot to work on, but I feel pretty good about our chances when we have a guy like Alexander Radulov in the lineup. And we have Robert Hintz in the lineup. And just, what, 2 days ago, Denis Gerionoff got off the snide of not being able to score a goal. I mean, there are things to be positive about. There are things to be happy about. And as long as we're fighting and we keep doing what we're doing, we can fight back into this playoff picture. It's the games I've watched where it looks like we have no effort that anger me the most. And I really haven't seen that in a while. I've seen all the effort we can give. And once again, Jake Oettinger, our rookie phenom goaltender, man, you're going to be something special. You're going to be big time in this league for a long time. And dare I say that I believe one day you will win the Vezina Trophy. Maybe that's premature, but I think you're good enough. And as you study the game and get better each day, you can only get better from here. Anyway, hopefully everyone has a great day. Go Stars. And this is Jeff with the Dallas Stars Hockey Minute.